You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
You are Lord of all. You are Lord of our hearts, Lord of our lives, Lord of our circumstances, Lord of all that you've entrusted us with for this short time. But you are Lord. You are King. You are the great I am. Nothing escapes you. You are faithful. You are true. Faithful, true. You are the rider on the white horse. In the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our heartache, in the midst of our past, in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of the future coming, in the midst of where we are right now, that's who you are. You are our hope. You are vitality in our life. You are peace. You are joy. There's nothing that you don't know, nothing that escapes your gaze. We worship you, our King. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your kingdom is one of power. You are not a wimpy God. You are powerful. You are the Almighty God, the Almighty One, the Breasted One, the Nourisher, the Sustainer. You deserve all praise, all thanksgiving, all glory. You are wisdom. We love you, Jesus. You're the one who makes us dance. You're the one who is the pipe inside of us who sings out with our spirits entwined. You, Holy Spirit, are the one, is the one who ignites us. You are fire. Your love is marvelous and magnificent. And you raise up your fire brands. You raise up those who are part of your tree. You are the vine. We are the branches. And you desire to produce great fruit in our lives. Fruit that will remain from generation to generation to generation. That's legacy. That's true and lasting legacy. That which gives glory to our God. Thank you, Lord. On this beautiful Mother's Day, as a mother wearing many hats, joining ranks with all other mothers who's had great joy and great pain, great sorrow. I say to you, beloved, today that every woman in this place is cherished by our Papa. No matter the circumstances, no matter what's happened, the Lord knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew what would go in your life, where you would be. He knew what trials you would face. He would know what heartache you would need to carry to give over to him. He knew. And he has said from the very beginning, come to me. All those who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourself, for my yoke is easy, and burden is light. So today, let this day be one that ushers in great exuberance for Jesus himself, which automatically brings healing and restorative work in our hearts and lives. I know the enemy doesn't like hearing that, but the one that we sing to, the one that we dance for, he says, I know, come to me, I know. I will lead, I will guide, I will change. And I will move in every situation as you come to me, come home to me in every emotional area. Even in the tragedies, the Lord says, I will triumph in your life as you come to me. For my name will be great and mighty and seen through the valleys, through the mountains being removed. I change not. Just receive that today by the Spirit. Receive these words of life, for he is the giver of hope and life. For the great exchange took place at the cross. He says, come to me, come to me, come to me. I will remove it. Just let him have it completely. All the pain, all the disappointment, all the twistedness, all the confusion, any heartache, any unjust dealings, release it. Just say, Jesus, here, here. This was nailed to the cross. All the abuse. He knows. He saw. He's still the breasted one. All the contending that seemed with our eyes not to happen, he knows. He saw. He's the breasted one, the Almighty God, the source of nourishment, the source of strength, the source of endurance. He makes sense when there's no sense. He understands. He knows. He doesn't just go deep. He is deep. Deep cries out to deep. Let the deepest part of yourself connect with the deep one, so streams of living water can flow freely right into those places. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our eyes are fixed on you today. Not what we don't see, not what we don't have, not what we don't feel, not what we don't own, but on who we have. Our eyes are fixed on you, rider on the white horse. You make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. Let him be the great and mighty flame in your heart. A bruised reed he will not destroy. A flickering lamp or flame. He wants to illuminate. Protect these hearts today, Lord God. Protect their hearts, God. Increase the flame today. Supernaturally, by your Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. For those who may feel that the flame has been snuffed out by the world, by circumstances, by people, whatever, even by our own connections, maybe, partnering in with things that never had a taste of heaven with it. The Lord says, give it to me. I'll release you from it, from the bonds that hold you, that you do not know. It's released to me right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your refreshing and cleansing, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Thank you for restoring me to that place where you are. You never left. You never moved. Let him have your heart. He's holding you right now, every person. Males as well, not just ladies. He's holding us, saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your powerful love. Love is the greatest power there is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You are our satisfaction. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. I wanted to read something briefly here. When the Lord is spoken of throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament, the word strong one is used 225 times. The strong one, this is the Lord, who is faithful, is to be trusted and obeyed. Somebody once gave me a bracelet that said strength. And I want to be one who actually leans into the strong tower. The strong one is a plural term and is used 2,300 times in the Old Testament. It's the name used when God said, let us make man, and God created man in his own image, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. It was by this name that God, the Trinity, covenanted for the good of man before man was created. The word Lord, Jehovah, in the Revised Translation, means the self-existing one who reveals himself. Receive this today. God is Redeemer. It was under this name that he sought man after the fall and clothed him with skins. Genesis 3, 9 through 17. It means God who makes and keeps his covenants. He promises a new covenant in Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. The small letters of Lord, L-O-R-D, capital L, and small, except, denotes God as master in his relation to us as servants. Two kinds, hired and bought, the latter always being superior and more beloved. Almighty God, this means a strong-breasted one, the poorer or shedder forth of spiritual and temporal blessings. It refers to God as a nourisher, strength giver, satisfier, and the strong one who gives, as in Abraham receiving fruitfulness, Genesis 17, 1 through 8. The giver of fruitfulness which comes through nourishment. Also, the giver of chastening. This he does in the way of pruning, that there would be more fruit. Thank you, Jesus. The God of everlasting existence, whose understanding is past finding out. Isaiah 40, 28. And the list goes on and on and on of the different names of God. But I wanted to highlight today, this morning on this Mother's Day, that very name, God Almighty. He isn't just mighty, he is the Almighty. And so the one who understands where we've been, where we're going, what we've gone through, enables us to truly celebrate Mother's Day in a biblical way, with a biblical heart of gratitude for who he is, because he sees. He knows the desires and the yearnings of our heart. He knows what Andrea is feeling as she's going to be stepping into marriage with Andrew soon. He knows what's going on. He knows her past and her present. He understands her. He is her source of hope. He knows that many in here have had moms who are not with us anymore, with them anymore. He knows that they've passed into eternity. He knows that. He knows what mark that can leave in your heart. So my mom is not here. She's been gone 3.5 years or more, a little bit more. And so I know that feeling now. I didn't before, but I do now. But the Lord, he knows. He knows all these things, and he knows what feelings we would have, maybe of lack or loss, when we don't have the sustaining one, the nourisher, the one who would be the breasted one, okay, with us any longer, because he designed us as family. But ultimately he said, I am the breasted one. I am the nourishing one. And if you had a mother or have a mother who is able to offer you the nourishment, not just of the world and good things that feel great for us, but one who is able to point us to him alone, above all else, that would be the ideal, but that isn't always the case. But we still celebrate our mothers because they were put in that position. We all came from mother. Every mother, every person in here had a mother who's pro-life, because we're here. Isn't that true? That's a good word. So the Lord really knows what he's doing, and anything that is counter to that, he doesn't like, and he will let his people who are close to him, his children, his sons, his daughters, he'll let them know, this is not okay, because that's not me. I am love, but I define love. I, the nourishing one, the sustainer. So maybe some of our mothers who may be even still here weren't able to step into those places, haven't been able to step into the fullness of those roles. We still celebrate who they are and what they have given us, because we would not have life. We start with that. And then we build. And we forgive. And we release. And we hold on to that which is good. But we release that which does not match up with himself, the breasted one. So we think that way. We grow that way. And the Lord knows everything that the enemy would want to steal from us as little children, males and females, from the very beginning, even in the womb. That's why the enemy tries so hard, through abortion. But the Lord is a restorer and wants to heal the brokenhearted. He wants to mend those who've received any kind of wounding, any kind of crushing. The only part of our life that he wants us to embrace, coming or being allowed through him, ultimately would be that which would point us to him. That's his intention. So we have to understand what chastening is like without resisting him. So if we hold fast to that which even modeled in our families is not the way of his kingdom, first and foremost, if we hold fast to that, he says, my darling, come this way. I am the one who takes you in that path. And that's very hard to do in the world that we live in, because we're raised with our moms and or dads, or maybe not even our moms and or dads, or with our parents. But we had life through them, but we may not be raised that way that I'm talking about. We may not have been, or we may have thought one thing and the enemy has twisted it so it looks like something else. The Lord is truth. He is reality. So he knows, and he will do anything to lead us and guide us in the path of truth and righteousness and everything that we sang about today. Because we were singing to him. Our spirits were connecting with him. That's life. Those who are expecting babies now, some have had babies recently, some are going to have babies very soon, the babies in this place. There's so much blessing that's being released through many families, but also through the family of God that trumps. The family of God trumps. Don't get nervous here. I'm not saying we're trumping the natural family. I don't mean that. It's not what I mean. Don't twist it. I'm saying the family of God Almighty that connects with him trumps, is designed to trump anything that is not 100% the nature and character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he calls us to step in to that no matter what. So when we sing, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, it's tested in our families. It's tested in our circumstances. It's tested in all areas. Okay? So when we stand before him and we say, you are the breasted one, you are the sustainer, I drink from you, and that enables us to take anything that comes our way and bring him into it as he brings us through it. Amen? He's powerful. And as I was contemplating today what to share on this Mother's Day, every Mother's Day for me is very different. And as mother here, spiritual mother here, he gives me eyes to see needs. He gives me eyes to feel the hurt and the hurting and the brokenness and those who've been crushed or wounded in heart or spirit, not alone, but also that. And I sense that he wants to take we ladies to another place, those who are wanting to step into family and haven't tasted of that yet, or took a step into a family life and it was interrupted one way or the other through a severing of some kind or a crushing of some kind. He's still the God of hope. He's still the God of restoration. These are not empty words. He's the God of breakthrough. And he's really, really serious about bringing our hearts into alignment with him. He's just saying, let me do that. Let me do that. He's very, very profound. And he will do that. You may think, well, what the heck does this have to do with Mother's Day? I think everything. I was thinking about the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, yeah, she always preaches about let's go help somebody. Let's go do something. Let's get that gospel out. And then we go back into our mode, whatever that is. And sometimes the gospel of the kingdom is really not in the rightful place that Jesus himself would say it would need to be. Because that's, he's pulling us and comforting us and cradling us and steering us. Oh, watch how you eat your food. Watch how you wash your clothes. Watch how you do various things. watch how you, let me help you. You know, moms, dads, right? We all try, grandparents. But the Lord is doing that on steroids, and he's doing it by the Spirit, because he is Spirit, okay? So I'm going to show you a little video that has everything to do with Mother's Day and the kingdom. Now, you're going to be surprised, because I was. This wasn't my thinking. Hang on just a second. I want to give a little bit of background on this one, because I couldn't understand. This is a lady. This is a female. I don't know if she's married. I don't know if she has kids. I don't know if she's been abused, hurt, broken, or anything else. I don't know anything about it. But the Lord, this was actually sent to me by Pastor Samuel, and I get lots of wild things, but this one, the Lord kept reminding me, show this on Mother's Day. It's like, really? Okay, you got it. But her name, we believe, is Farida Saleh. Is that the right way to say it, Andy? Fari. I watched this thing so many times, and I still couldn't get it straight. So I texted Andy, and I said, can you watch this? It's only a couple minutes. Help me out here, because she just couldn't get the name straight. And she says it really straight, and where she's from. But anyway, we think she's from Jano, or it says Kano, but it's spelled K-A-N-O. She was a Muslim, but now she's a Muslim convert. And she had a supernatural experience of power. And I just want you to think about this. If she's from Nigeria, and she's growing up in, you know, a state that none of you in here that I'm aware of grew up in, and she's one who thought she was going the right way, and then she had a powerful encounter and experience. Now, you don't know if she has a mother who's harsh, or she had a father who's beaten her, or if she's ostracized from her family, more than likely. You don't know any of that. You don't know her past, is my point. You don't know what hurts. You don't know what pains. You don't know what she has suffered. I don't. But yet she's speaking about the breasted one. Doesn't use those words. But she's speaking about the powerful Jesus that we hear about. But with our circumstances in our hearts and our lives still needing the attention of the Lord, it's so easy to dismiss this as a nice little evangelistic video. It is. But I encourage you to not, in light of what I've just said to you about mothers and Mother's Day and what could be happening right after lunch. Some of you may be feeling a little bit of sorrow. Maybe you felt it when you woke up this morning. Mom's not here. Or she doesn't care if I'm here. Or she couldn't be here. Or I'm mad at her. Or she's probably rejected me. You know, any of the sorrowful things. Or mom was, she was a great mom. Well, she was a great mom. Well, but mom isn't intricately a part of my life. You know, there can be lots of things and feelings and regrets. Or I want to be a mom, and I'm not. We're designed by God for motherhood. But then that can be a trigger. Boom. Well, I don't have children, or they are taken from me, or it's not happening. And the Lord says, you're missing the point. I'm talking about the design. I designed you, right? So let's feast on the power of the designer and draw into him, because he knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what the future is. He knows exactly what he wants to do, what he wants to bring, what he wants to accomplish. And he says, I want your heart to line up where mine is. And when it lines up where with mine is, you're going to be able to receive what I will do in your heart to fix you, to strengthen you, to give you everything that you need, everything that you want, everything that you desire, to make you whole in every area, in your mind, in your heart, in your emotions, in those deepest places. Really. That's what he wants to do. And he wants to bless. And he wants to provide. He wants to give his way. He gets it. And that's the most amazing reality This lady encountered Jesus, okay? The real, powerful Jesus. Powerful. The Jesus who makes Darlene dance up there as she's singing at the end, okay? The real Jesus whose spirit lives inside of us who know him. And the one who's saying, I want out because I need my family to know me. Go get my lost bride. Get them. They don't know me. And the enemy has worked so hard to bring us into places where we feel numb or we feel powerless. And we feel like, yeah, well, that's good. That's for somebody else. Let some evangelist go deal with that. Yeah, God went to Nigeria and dealt with her. But the same God that she encountered, you're going to watch in a minute, that's the same one who knows exactly what this Mother's Day is intended to mean to you. First ladies, first and foremost. But secondly, every male in here. Because no mama can birth anything without a man. It's true. Okay, so the Lord, Papa God, has something to say about this. And he's not a female, like some stupid teaching in not even Christianity today. This is our Father in heaven who knows what to do. And he's saying, watch me. And I say that because it is stupid to water down the true gospel of Jesus. That's what I mean. Not people, but the teachings. Okay? So you may want to write these verses down because Jesus gave her verses when she hung out with him. And I'll go through them. And she says them real quickly. But if you want to write them down, you can. The simple ones that we know. John 3:16. Proverbs 18:10. Isaiah. She started to say Isaiah 40, 1 through 5, and then went to 42. I know both. It could be. But I'm going to actually speak on Isaiah 40. So I think that may have been what she meant. Jeremiah 51, verses 20 through 23. Okay, children, watch this. This is our Jesus giving a testimony to this lady who dresses differently. And this is how she came to know Jesus. Because Jesus has a plan for her life. And a plan for your life. If you're not where you're hoping you want to be emotionally or with things that God, you know, are in his word and you're saying, come on, God, don't lose heart. Don't give up. He's the God of hope, healing, and restorative work. And he's serious. He's saying, I want you. Come to me. Watch what I do. Watch me. Okay.
I live from Kano State. I'm a Muslim convert. You all started like this in Kano in 2017, December. I saw a man appears to me in my room. His eyes is like a sun. When he appears to me, I was very afraid. I started shouting, "A'uz billahi mina shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." I was just raining incantation on him. But he did not disappear. All I could, he did not disappear. So people now started coming. What happened? I now told them, this is a ghost that I'm seeing. But no one is seeing him. I'm the only person that I'm seeing him. I became afraid. I was saying, you people are not seeing him. They say, no, it's like you are mad. You are not okay. They took me to the hospital, to psychiatry hospital to check. Am I actually okay? They say I'm okay. That they should just go and do gargajia for me. Like native one for me at home. So when I came back home, he appears to me and also he now gave me a verses. John 3:16, Proverbs 18:10, Isaiah 42 verse 1 to 5, and then he gave me Jeremiah 51 verse 20 to 23. I've never been to school before. But when he appears to me, when he said, I will go into the world and preach the gospel, I said, I don't know how to speak. How will I talk with people? When he touched my mouth, I started speaking the English that I'm speaking now. I've never been to class one. It was in the camp that I started going to adult education. Now that I used to learn ABCD, I've never been to even class one. And he has always been there for me. He has been taking care of me. He has never abandoned me. I don't have anything to say to Jesus than to say thank you. Because when he appears to me, there's this peace that I have. There's this joy that I have that I've never seen it in Islam. So I actually want to appreciate God for that.
How many of you fully understood her? Okay, we're going to play it one more time for that reason, because I've watched it 5 times at least. And I know what she's saying, but listen again. And if your child's attention is there, help them if they need it. Listen and let it sink into your heart on this Mother's Day, both mothers and fathers, ladies and gents, let's put it that way. Okay,
listen. My name is Farida Saleh from Kano State. I'm a Muslim convert. You all started like this in Kano, 2017, December. I saw a man appears to me in my room. His eyes is like a sun. When he appears to me, I was very afraid. I started shouting, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." I was just raining incantation on him. But he did not disappear. All I could, he did not disappear. So people now started coming. What happened? I now told them, this is a ghost that I'm seeing. But no one is seeing him. I'm the only person that I'm seeing him. I became afraid. I was saying, you people are not seeing him. They say, no, it's like you are mad. You are not okay. They took me to the hospital, to psychiatry hospital to check. Am I actually okay? They say I'm okay. That they should just go and do gargajia for me. Like native one for me at home. So when I came back home, he appears to me, and also he now gave me a verses: John 3:16, Proverbs 18:10, Isaiah 42:1-5, and then he gave me Jeremiah 51:20-23. I've never been to school before. But when he appears to me, when he said I will go into the world and preach the gospel, I said I don't know how to speak. How will I talk with people? When he touched my mouth, I started speaking the English that I'm speaking now. I've never been to class one. It was in the camp that I started going to adult education. Now that I used to learn ABCD, I've never been to even class one. And he has always been there for me. He has been taking care of me. He has never abandoned me. I don't have anything to say to Jesus than to say thank you. Because when he appears to me, there's this peace that I have. There's this joy that I have that I've never seen it in Islam. So I actually want to appreciate God for that.
In the midst of whatever she's been through in her life, she says, he has been taking care of me. He has never abandoned me. I want to appreciate God for that. He's been taking care of me. I want to appreciate God for that. And he says, I've never been to school. When he closed my mouth, I believe he said, she said, I began to speak in English. So Jesus appeared to her, and he had eyes like the sun. People around her thought she was crazy, that she was insane. So she started to rant and chant and rebuke. She was afraid. She didn't know him. And then she heard the plan for her life. And he said, when he shut my mouth, I started speaking in English and speaking now. And I started thinking, I do not know how to do this. When he said, you will go to the world to preach the gospel. You will go to the world to preach the gospel. And so he made a way for everything. And if we say, well, that was her, she had an encounter with Jesus, she's Muslim, he had to do it that way. It's true. But it's still Jesus speaking the truth. It's the same truth for us. It's the same spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Same thing. And he's saying, I'm going to interrupt your life with me. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to interrupt your life That's what he's saying to us. I want to interrupt your life for me, about me, because all things are by me, from me, for me, through me, to me, because I am the bond that holds everything together. I am. Okay? Not your mother, not your father, not your aunt, not your uncle, not your grandparents. Ultimately, family is good. But what I'm saying is, he must be, needs to be. Nothing will go down in destruction as he sees it, as he's holding things together. If we let that happen, the enemy will do it because he is the one who steals, kills, and destroys. And you don't know what's happened to her. She may have been purely walking through, I don't even know what I'm doing, and everything had been stolen from her because she didn't know the one who would cherish her and take care of her. And what was the result? I appreciate my God. I appreciate my God. He gave me everything. He gave me, even if we don't have the things and the people that I mentioned, or the promises are not fulfilled, she believes his promise because she encountered him. He encountered her or showed himself strong to her. And it made much more sense when I spent time with the Lord this morning. But the Lord told me, show this, because there's power in the gospel. There's power in the gospel. There's power. Jesus is power. He's powerful. It's not, that's just nice. There's a nice experience. No, he's powerful. He wants to touch us with his power today. He wants us to demonstrate his power in all that we say, all that we do. Nothing can hold that lady back as she just keeps on being drawn and pulled because she's encountered his power. Okay? This is so true. This is to nurture us. This is part of the breasted one speaking. This is the Almighty God, not me, but the Almighty God is here speaking these words of life. And he's saying, own them, take them, believe them, receive them. I am the one who brought Lazarus out of the tomb. 4 days stinking in the tomb. Think and respond to that. We're not having a long service today. It is Mother's Day for those who continue on. But man, when this man appeared, eyes like the sun, and I was very afraid. And the Lord wants us to walk in not fear of man, as I preached last time, but fear of God, fear of him, the fear of God. And Jesus didn't stop and he didn't go away. And she tried to push him out and nothing would stop. And he stood there and he stood his ground and he said, I've got something for you and it's for you. And she was there able to receive that. And she was able then to give that testimony. And she was able to be an instrument of power. And that's the truth. And he's saying, I've created you, beloved, for power in your life to be released because I am power. And this woman, I will tell you, as a Muslim, she will already know, which has been confirmed over and over, that her life would be on the line by saying yes to Jesus here in this country, maybe someday, but not right now. In many places, most places, right? So I want to read to you something. Now listen to this. If you guys can please put up 1 Corinthians 4, 15 through 21. Thank you, Jesus. But as they're doing that, as Justin's doing that, not they, I want to read to you something from Acts. This is in the book of Acts, and it's not going to be up there. Well, he puts it up. Acts 21 is when Paul sails from Miletus. And he's going to get on a ship, he's going to be sailing, and he's going to say goodbye to many people, which he was doing towards the end, because he knew he wasn't going to see them again. Okay? So Paul, when he was talking, one of my heroes, and I'm sure yours as well, It said here in verse 8, chapter 21, on the next day we left and came to Caesarea, and entering the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. And this man had four virgin daughters who were prophetesses. As we were staying there for some days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And listen to this. I'm going to read a few verses, 11 through 14. And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands, and he said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." How would you like to hear that? Okay, that's what he was told. He says, "This is what the Holy Spirit says," and it was. Verse 12, when we had heard this, we as well as the local residents began begging him, "Don't go to Jerusalem, don't go to Jerusalem." How many times have our mother's heart, hear me, because I got one, or father's heart, I have that too, but I'm not a father, because the Lord is the Trinity, but there's still a different role for papas as well. Okay, but God uses everything together, and he calls us into submitting to mothers and fathers in the spirit. This is what I want to tell you. Just like in the family, the natural family, the Lord has his ways, but he says, "Listen, don't go down here because I'm afraid. Don't do this. I'm afraid. Don't do that. I'm afraid." That's what these people were saying to Paul. "Don't go to Jerusalem because we're afraid." It wasn't the fear of God. It wasn't the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all the times we try to help, many times we're not doing anything but walking in fear. But we call it, "This is what I do. This is what makes sense. This is best for the child. This is best for the adult. This is best for," because it's not with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. So any times that's ever happened in our lives, the Lord just says, "Let me just show you. And then I'll stomp out any effects." It's not hard. It's just, "Let me show you the truth." So it's not twisted in your thinking, twisted in your mind, twisted in your actions. Because we all do that. Because we're, the enemy wants us to. All right, let me finish these few verses. Then Paul answered. Here's Paul's response. I think it's the same response as this lady up here. I think it's the same one, different words. Verse 13 and 14, this is his response. Paul answered, "What are you doing? Weeping and breaking my heart?" Now, this is from a strong father in the faith, right? Like the strongest at that time. He goes, "What are you doing? You're breaking my heart." This lady up here was saying, "Don't break my heart. I've met him. Believe me. He's that big. I can only tell you how grateful I am, but the peace and the joy and the love and the direction and everything else, it trumps everything that I will go through, and maybe I've already gone through that we don't know. It trumps it because that's who he is." That's the kind of encounter she had, the only kind of encounter there is, because he's God. So when we encounter him, these things happen. And then everything changes. Our understanding, our belief, what we say, what we do, what we feel. And if it doesn't change, it's because we're being tormented. And the Lord says, "You're breaking my heart. Because I can remove the torment from you so you can receive your promise." Jesus. Wow. Let me read it to you again. "What are you doing? Weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, imprisoned, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14. And since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, remarking, "The will of the Lord be done." Let me read it again. And since he would not be persuaded to give in to the fear, maybe to the mama's heart or the papa's heart or whatever it was called, but it wasn't to give in to that. It says he would not be persuaded. And because of that, because he took his stand, we fell silent. Because he rose up, which is what we're called to do. No matter our past, no matter our heritage, this is the legacy that we can develop here and pass down. This is what your children and grandchildren, if you have them, need to see modeled. It's not what was. It's where we are now, what Jesus says now. It's a good word. It's not my word. And since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, remarking, "The will of the Lord be done. The will of the Lord be done." Stand firm. Stand firm in the promises of God. Stand firm with what the Lord says belongs to us, in our families, for those you're praying for. For those you're connecting with, this can be in you as you go to Mother's Day lunch. But this is the power in you that changes not. This is where we agree, okay? And then you step out and you'll have the words. You won't agree with, "Yeah, it really is pretty bad. I don't. It is really stinky that it hasn't happened." You won't agree because you will not be persuaded. You will stand firm because the Lord says something different. That's the point. Hallelujah. Shikarababa. If you want to read that for yourself, it's Acts 21, verses 8 through 14. You can write it down if you want to. It's not up there. Oh, yes, it is. You're good. Well, thank you. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, 1 Corinthians 4, 15, 21. What's the time? Okay. These kids need this today. They don't even know it, but they do. Because you can drive it home. Maybe that's not what you got when you were a little kid. Maybe that would have been great. I didn't, I'll tell you that. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Let's go to the next verse. Therefore, I exhort you, be imitators of me. These are Paul's words, okay? Imitate me. Don't be persuaded. Imitate me. Next verse. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my ways, which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church. Imitate me. Don't be persuaded. Be firm. Let me remove the torment so that you can help those tormented and be really effective. Let me do it. Next one. Now some of you have become arrogant as though I were not coming to you. Next. But I will come soon if the Lord wills, and I shall find out not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power. In other words, depending on the version, it says, I will know by the power they carry where they are. I will know because I'm a father in the faith. I am the father in the faith, in the human sense, and I will know because that power it released inside of them will demonstrate to me, but to the world, who is in control of your life, and are you demonstrating the Lord Jesus Christ? He's so serious with us on Mother's Day. This is Very different word, but it's from him, I believe. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. Next, what do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love and a spirit of gentleness? Is that the last one? Okay. We all know John 3:16, don't we? We all know Proverbs 18:10, don't we? Don't we? Who does? Anybody? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name. The righteous run to it and are safe. Safe from torment. Safe from ick. Safe from things. Some of us have memories or things that have happened in our life that still have the ability to bring pain. Still have the ability to torment. Still have the ability to affect us. Okay? The Lord wants to turn that, not through just being a buddy. He wants to do it powerfully. And he's going to. We're going to have prayer at the end in a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. The next, for these are the ones that this woman received. This woman had an appearance of Jesus and received it. Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. And then Jeremiah 51. Can you put that all up together? Is that possible? The whole passage. Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. Jeremiah 51, 20 through 23. These are the ones that the Lord has given me today, and I just want to finish these up. It's good to see them together, if that's possible. So Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. I'm going to do a Jeremiah 51, 20 through 23, because I'm there. Okay? He says, now listen to this, guys. So you moms, dads, little children, all of us, on this Mother's Day, God's saying, I'm infusing you with power, supernatural healing, and strength. Okay? That's what I'm doing. I'm showing up, and I'm giving you what you need today, I believe. So here's what he said to this lady who knew nothing, couldn't even speak English. So in Jeremiah 51, he said, you are my war club, my weapon of war. And with you, I shatter nations. And with you, I destroy kingdoms. With you, I shatter the horse and his rider. With you, I shatter the chariot and its rider. And with you, I shatter man and woman. And with you, I shatter old man and youth. And with you, I shatter young man and virgin. And with you, I shatter the shepherd and his flock. And with you, I shatter the farmer and his team. And with you, I shatter governors and prefects. He's saying on this beautiful Mother's Day. That is the true strength that he wants for us to carry, which lives inside of us if we know him. And he wants us to encounter him to be able to be with him in reality. So we know it, he knows it, and we don't want to make him cry. We want him to be fully accessible inside of us, enabling us to do everything he created us to do. There's power in this for us. He says, you are my war clubs. When you go to enjoy your flowers or candy or something today, some of us, whatever it would be, you're still a war club. If you had a mother or have a mother who is like this, cherish her, because this power is to be released. This is from the Lord. If you have one who is not, cherish her, but be the one to carry it so that your mother can become free. Honestly, might be on her deathbed. Mine was. That's when she got her freedom. It's very hard. But the Lord said, you're my war club. Watch what I will do in the generations. Be strong in him today. If your mother is still, you know, around. If not, you have a job to do. And fathers, you do too. and with you. Okay, Isaiah 40, do you have 1 through 5 together? Is that possible or not? Can you put them all together? No, that didn't happen. That's okay. I'll just go there. So Isaiah, that's all right. If you can do that, it would be lovely. 1 through 5 says, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem. Now get this. Where was Paul supposed to go? And where were they telling him not to go? Very interesting words. So, speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed. This is about the greatness of God, that she has received of the Lord's hand. And this is Adonai Elohim, capital L-O-R-D, God Almighty, El Shaddai. It says, she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now catch these last three verses, and then we'll pray. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Beloved, that's you and me. We can't if we're burdened down with the past, the present, the hurts, the stuff, the ideas, the memories, all the things that belong and, you know, that we go through. We can't. How can we clear the way? We can't, because the way for us isn't clear in our heart, not fully. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. Every valley. Think of where you are. Are you in a valley? Is your family in a valley? That every valley would be lifted up. This is the greatness of God. Every mountain, it seems like a mountain that you're facing in your family and your life, or whatever you want, whatever you're standing for, that mountain will come down. The mountain will be made low. It's about the power and the greatness of God. And this is Jesus who stood in front of this Muslim and told her that. This is crazy. This is Jesus. What up? Ooh, I agree. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain. The Lord is speaking here, beloved. And the rugged terrain, a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I'm going to read 3 through 5 again. Listen carefully. A voice is calling. This is what this woman heard from Jesus. Okay? Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. This is the highway of holiness. Let every valley be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low. Let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then, I put 3 in. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The mouth of the Lord. These are powerful verses. This is what Jesus speaks to you today on Mother's Day. I believe. We're going to pray. Ooh, rabababa. I'm going to ask Darlene, Carl, can you come up and play the keys for her? Lena, trust me. Maybe, yeah. This is kind of a new challenge here. Somebody can help with Everett if they need. Yeah, you can see the Uncle Lawrence. That's good. Oh, shakara baba. How many want to have more of the reality of what was preached just moving through their heart? I do. It's a word for me. Jesus, let's give him everything on this Mother's Day. Mothers, fathers, ladies in waiting, mothers in waiting, fathers in waiting, weddings in waiting, whatever we're waiting for. I believe, I believe that there's going to be an expeditious movement forward on this day in our lives for those who are stepping in and receiving whatever it is he's releasing to you individually. But there's power in this release. Agree with him. Agree with these words. Let him touch your heart the deepest way. Help your children. And maybe they understand nothing so far. It's okay. But the strength that you will receive, the additional release of power in your life, will transcend what they can understand right now. And it will touch them in generations to come. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Oh, shakara mama. Nice, sweetie pie. Go sit with mama. That's a good boy. Thank you, Lord. Father, every ear listening, every eye that's hearing, that's seeing. Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is saying, a voice is calling. You're calling each one right now. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed in everybody's life here and beyond. I'm adding that. And all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that your name is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are safe. For you've spoken to us today, simple but strong and powerful, because you are power, Jesus. You're powerful, Lord, that you call us to live above the snake line in the demon-free zone. This is where the armory of God is. Father, your word says in Jeremiah in chapter 50, the Lord has opened his armory and he has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For it is the work of the Lord God of hosts. Ho, in the land of the Chaldeans, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you've said that you are telling us, you are my war club, my weapon of war. And with you I shatter nations. And with you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter the horse and his rider. With you I shatter the chariot and its rider. And with you I shatter man and woman. I will shatter old men and youth. And with you young man and virgin. And with you the shepherd and flock. And with you I shatter the farmer and team. And with you governors, prefects, meaning he is the ultimate. He is the Lord of hosts. This isn't just release me today from bondage, God. This is infuse me with your power to be able to break every inner vow that you've ever made to declare because of fear. I won't, I can't, I will not, because we've been afraid. Let the Lord take you free, make you free from those shackles, to break every inner vow, because his power is here to do it. Inner vow is the agreement with fear. It's what it is. I agree with the fear that's telling me no. This will cause more heartache. The Lord says, let me break that so you can step in and say yes. Step in and say yes. So the strength of the Holy Spirit will come. Thank you, Jesus. If you've not given your life 100% to the one who just appeared to this lady, to Jesus Christ, and you want to give your life to him, I am not going to ask you to stand up. I'm not going to ask you to come up, but I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and say, Jesus, you've got my life right now, 100%. If you've not done that, this is your time. But if you have done it and you need to renew that, raise your hand. You need to renew it. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, see the hands here. See the ones who are hungering right now for more, that need the release from heaven right now, from the bondages, from the fear, from that which would be the shackles that you say that would keep them in the valley or keep the mountains peaked over their lives. Free them now, Jesus. You see their hearts. You see them, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are here to give grateful thanksgiving to you on this Mother's Day, and that all who have pain in this place, from a mother that was maybe seemingly snatched early, seemingly, it always feels that way when it's a mom or a grandmother, someone who's been contending, someone who has difficulty, even if not, whatever it would be, any kind of pain, Lord, just take it off of them right now and infuse them with power and strength and sort things out so no confusion can remain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We honor all ladies in here, particularly the mothers who've given their lives, allowed their life to be used to raise up sons and daughters. We honor you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to break through into something that would take you to a new level of authority in your life, just raise your hand, because the Lord wants to do that for us. I have given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing will harm you. But you're not seeing that as a reality. The Lord says, I want to change that right now. I'm going to turn that right now so you can step in the fullness of what I have for you right now. And we're going to, as I want to read something quickly here, and also I'm going to ask Darlene to sing out, you know, from her heart, that what triggers you in a good way. I use that word lightly today. About the greatness and the holiness of God in a minute, okay? As I'm reading from Brother Yoon's Living Water, who understood what it was to give his whole life, who decided he would not be persuaded by man. He would not be persuaded by fear. He says, the Apostle Paul was a very smart, highly educated man, yet he was careful not to rely on those attributes when he shared God's word. 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. Here's what Paul said. Now listen to this as we pray out. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. He says, do you know that it's possible for your faith to rest in the wrong place? Paul wanted the Corinthians' faith to rest on God's power, not on the wisdom of this world. This produces strong followers of Christ who will not fall away when tested. In China, most people come to Christ after they see a demonstration of the power of God. Perhaps they are healed from an illness or set free from oppression. After people experience the power and the authority of God for themselves. Receive this, beloved. After people experience the power and authority of God for themselves. They have no trouble believing the gospel and giving their lives to Christ. Not to do so would be to deny the reality of their experience. Miracles are so commonplace in China, we didn't even think about them much. They were as natural as breathing the air. That helped thrust millions of people into the kingdom of God and strengthen the faith of all who experience such miracles. When you present the gospel, it needs to come with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. When the power of the gospel is truly demonstrated, only the most hard-hearted of people are unwilling to respond to the claims of Christ. So that means that we have a responsibility today to receive this infusion of strength and this new fire, because the Lord Himself is doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't. There's nothing in me other than to be a deliverer of a message that God has for us. And He's saying, beloved, the boldness that comes from this release and this increase of authority today will thrust you into a new place that you've not tasted of yet. Or if you have, it will, and it's gone, it will renew it. Let God do it for you today is what I'm hearing. Thank you, Jesus. Most people fall into the lie that they can prosper without God and cut themselves off from His presence and His power. Romans 8:6-8. This is the last verse, and then we're singing to worship and let God do it for us, okay? The moment people fall for the lie so that they can prosper without this powerful Jesus demonstrating Himself in every area of your life, joy, peace, and fullness of the gospel of the kingdom, living righteously, seeing your prayers answered, moving in this realm, He says, they cut themselves off from the power. This is for Christians. Quote, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. And finally, those controlled by the sinful nature can't please God. Let this be a decree and declaration that will come with an infusion of power, that my old man, my old sinful nature will not control my emotions, will not control my mind, will not control my will anymore. Let this be your heart's cry, and you will come up out of the valley. Mountains will start to come down, and the power of God will move in a way for all to see, because you're faithful to do it. You're faithful. So let's sing out. I know you're hearing. You just sing. You listen. You receive. You release. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your presence is here. Your angels are in this room. The fear of God, He's here. It's who He is. Let Him have you 100%. This is new. Thank you, Jesus. What a shoot. This is power being released. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We've come to
Down, they're being shattered. The valleys are being released. People are coming up. Father, we thank you for the sword that you're showing me right here of power, strength, and authority that's resting on each one, God. You see them as your children, as you're uniting them into the place that you've already designated when you went to the cross and you raised from the grave, God. We thank you, Lord, that today is a marking in the spirit for all who are receiving from you today, that the shift is coming. The shift is upon them. They can thank you, God, with great gratitude and expect to see the results in their lives, in the lives of their family, in the lives of all that they touch. Rise up, dear ones. Rise up, beloved, for your eyes are on the King, because he's high and lifted up. High and lifted up. The train of his robe fills the temple. This is our Jesus. It's our Jesus. Be blessed today as we just close out. Our Darlene will just close us with great praise and worship to our Jesus. You're free to go. You're high and lifted up, Jesus.
High and lifted up. High and lifted up.
beloved, be encouraged today as you're with your families. And if you're alone, you're never alone, because the strengthener is with you. The Lord of hosts is here. The breasted one is among us. Sing to him today. No matter what your plan is, sing and receive. Believe. He's destroying things in your way. Receive the advancement today from the worthy one. God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for listening. If you need any additional information about Frontline Ministries International or Frontline Worship Center, you can visit us on the web at www.frontline-ministries.org or email us at info@frontline-ministries.org. Or you can contact us by phone at area code 330-837-8399.